prove to yourself that you're more than just a five-sensory being, I mean, if you really want to know this about yourself and you're committed to changing it, then write down all of the things that you experience within yourself that are beyond your sense of taste and sight and hearing and smell and touch. See, what you want to do here is you want to prove to yourself that you're more than just a physical body, and it's necessary for you to believe it in order for you to get to this new alignment that is going to manifest real magic for yourself. So what you do is keep a journal for a day. Keeping a journal is a wonderful idea anyway. Keep a thought journal just for one day. Record all of your inner world there, all of the things that are beyond the physical. So you can know, not just believe, but know that you are a multisensory being. Here you're going to note any of your intuitive hunches. You have an intuition, just a slight little hunch, jot it down. You're keeping a journal of your inner world. You want to get the insight that you're much more than just a physical being. By keeping track of your actions in the physical world, you learn that you're a physical being. Okay, so that if you can keep track of your heart rate, for example, and what your pulse is, and you can keep track of how fast you run, and you can keep track of how many times you blink your eyes, and there's a lot of things that you can count about your physical world, and so you don't have any doubt that you are a physical being. But by keeping track of the inner being, you get the insight that your actions are coming from something that isn't physical at all. You keep track of your thoughts, you keep track of your intuition, you keep track of your feelings, you keep track of your notions, your visualizations, the pictures that you get in your head. You write them down, just jot them down. At the end of a day, you look and you say, hey, I'm a five-sensory being, of course, but I'm also more than that. All of this stuff here, like I can't see that intuitive picture, but it's there, it's real. Now you're becoming a multisensory being. Another thing that you can do to become a multidimensional being is to go beyond your five senses. You exercise the power of your mind on something that you might perceive to be difficult. Visualize yourself doing something that has always been difficult for you in your life. Now, what you're trying to do here is to see that you can affect the physical world with the invisible world. So what you want to do is, let's say you're a golfer. You've had difficulty with a golf swing. Visualize yourself having a perfect golf swing. Or something that may be very difficult for you to do, and maybe it's something you've never done in your adult life, and that is to go to a cocktail party and not have a drink. Powerful notion. Visualize yourself. Get a picture of yourself at a cocktail party where everyone else is having a cocktail, and you just have a glass of water. Just picture that in your mind, even if you're not ready to do that yet. Another thing that might be difficult for you is to jog a mile, or to bake a cake for the first time. Or something that I did recently. I've got all of these little children, and I've never been to the movies on Saturday afternoon with my children in my life. I've been to the movies on Saturday afternoon when I was a little boy. My wife and I have gone to the movies and slipped away on a Saturday afternoon when we got a babysitter. But I have never had the experience of taking my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old and my 6-year-old and my 8-year-old and my 10-year-old and putting them on my lap and getting popcorn and taking a Saturday afternoon and just being there with them. This movie came out called Hook. And I had read about it, and the kids all wanted to see it, and I was preparing to figure out a way so that they could see it. That is, I would hire my babysitter, and she would take them all, and then I would do whatever I do on Saturday afternoon, which is play tennis or meditate or write, and I have the kids out of my life for a few hours. But this time I visualized myself doing that, and I got a picture of it on a Friday evening, and my wife and I were just lying in bed, and we were talking about it, and I said, wouldn't it be nice to just take the kids ourselves to the movies and have like a family afternoon thing? And it became, from a thought, we turned it into a reality. And we went to the movies after we had that thought. It started with a thought, and we created a wonderful, phenomenal afternoon. My little boy sat on my lap, and we played Hook, and we did all of the kinds of things. And I didn't realize what a Saturday afternoon movie theater is like. I mean, it's just a lot of talking and a lot of screaming and a lot of kids running around. And it was wonderful. It was a joyous experience, all right? So picture anything in your life that perhaps you think you should be doing where you're going to prioritize your life. I've said in many of my talks that, and when I used to work with dying patients, that I never heard anyone on their deathbed ever say, I wish I'd have spent more time at the office. Always, they say, I wish I'd have done And you know what that list is like because you got it for yourself. I wish I would have spent more time with my family. I wish I'd have gotten the priorities of my life straightened out. I wish I would have done things that would have made me a more loving spiritual being rather than accumulating a lot of things. So you don't have to wait till you're on your deathbed to experience this. So once you get this picture of something that seems tough for you to do, jogging a mile, I mean, if you're a couch potato listening to this and you've got a gut and you've been drinking too much beer and you've been sitting around too much, or if you're a housewife who's not gotten yourself physically out of shape, but you still know that jogging a mile would be a tough thing to do, just get a picture of yourself doing that, all right? Now, the picture is non-sensory vision of yourself performing this difficult task. Describe it in detail in writing or record it on tape. Get an image of this several times and see if you can create the reality from the vision. When you do this, when you accomplish this, you will have broken through five sensory to the multi-sensory level. The image, remember this, the image is beyond your senses. It is invisible to the senses. And the action that you created from this picture came from that invisible part of your humanity. Get to know this higher part of yourself that truly wants to transcend the many limits that you believe in by functioning exclusively as a five-sensory being. So here what you're doing is you're creating images and visions of things that are transcendent for you. You start with the picture, and you hold the picture, and then you take that picture which is beyond the senses, and you move it into the five senses, and you have created the molecules of your life from your thoughts. And that's how all of life is created.